The Gemara in Daf Zayin discusses the similarities and differences between the laws of what constitutes a wall, a mechitza, for Hilchos Shabbos versus what constitutes a mechitza for Hilchos Sukkah. So the Gemara suggests that one of the chumras that exists for Shabbos that does not exist for Hilchos Sukkah is that on Shabbos we require Omed Meruba al HaParetz, and on Sukkot it's even good enough if it's Paretz Meruba al HaOmed. Now what does this mean exactly? Normally, if you have mechitzos for Shabbos, and let's say, for example, you want to fence in your backyard for the sake of kids being able to play there on Shabbos, so you don't have any fencing, but you have a ton of poles. So you take a whole bunch of poles and you stick them into the ground and you form sort of a makeshift fence around your backyard on Shabbos. Now, each pole, let's say, is the thickness of each pole is 1 inch in diameter. And you're not able to set it up in such a way that each pole is less than 1 inch till the next pole. So you have a 3-inch gap in between each pole to the next pole. So you have basically a 1-inch thick pole, then 3 inches, then another 1-inch thick pole, then 3 inches, all the way around your yard. So that is what we call Paretz Meruba al Ha'ome. The airspace is greater than the actual coverage. So that is not acceptable for mechitzos of Shabbos. However, when it comes to Sukkah, the Gemara says, then even Paretz Meruba ala Omed is acceptable. And the Rambam quotes this into Halacha in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. He writes, Sukkah sheyesh la psachim rabim, v'yesh bekoslea chalonos harbe harezuk shera. If you have a Sukkah that has many openings, it has a bunch of windows, it has a bunch of doorways, and there's a lot of airspace in these windows and doorways, that is still kosher. The afal pisha poritz meruba al ha'omed. Even though when you sum total the amount of enclosure, it's less than the amount of airspace. There's more open air than there is enclosure. Ubavach shel yiyeh sham pesach yosar alesser. There can't be any single opening that's more than 10 amos. Aval im hoya sham pesach yosar alesser afal pishiyesh lo tzuras pesach tzara shlo yiyeh parts mubal omid. But if the opening is bigger than 10 amos, even if there would be a tzuras pesach covering that area, with Tzuras HaPesach is what we call an Erev, I'll explain in 1 second, that is still problematic unless the majority is filled in with an actual wall. Now, this is something which raises a question when it comes to our Shabbos Erevin. How is it possible that when we have what we call an Erev, we clearly, at what we call an Erev, let's say you're in a camp or you're in a city where they enclose it with what we call a Tzuras HaPesach, what we call colloquially an Eruv is not really what the Gemara calls an Eruv. That's called a Tzuras HaPesach, which is a kana mikan, v'kana al gaben, which means that there's a pole and another pole, and then there's a pole going across the top, so it forms a doorway. We usually use fishing wire or something like that, or we can piggyback off the electrical wires for our Tzuras HaPesach, but clearly that's an example of Paretz Meruba La'omed. So the answer is that when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, there's Halacha Moshe Misinei that Tzuras HaPesach is considered a mechitza, and therefore it's as if the entire area is filled in with a real live mechitza. It's not just a symbolic open mechitza. It's actually al pi halacha considered to be a closed mechitza, and therefore there's no problem of Paretz Meruba La'omed when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. And when it comes to Hilchos Sukkah, you don't even require Paretz Meruba La'omed unless you have a huge opening in the sukkah that's more than 10 amos wide.